It's time for Local Real Estate Today. A weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It's Kyle Bailey, along with me today, Jeannie Hackey from the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Jeannie, thanks for being in today.
Thanks, Kyle. You know what they say, don't be wacky, buy and sell with Hackey.
That is, oh my, that's got to be on a billboard somewhere. So today we're diving into something a lot of people ask about, and I've been intrigued with it myself, are Zillow and these online home estimates. The first question is, are they accurate?
That's the million-dollar question, Kyle. Sometimes literally. Zillow and other online platforms use something called AVM, or Automated Value Model. It pulls data from public records, past sales, and neighborhood trends to estimate your home's value. But the problem is it's not a human, and it doesn't know if you've remodeled your kitchen or if your neighbor's house has foundation issues.
So it's like trying to guess a car's value without looking under the hood.
Exactly. Let me give you a real-world example. Just last month, we listed a home in Green for $425,000. Zillow had estimated $390,000. But we had done our homework, had a new roof, updated bathrooms, huge corner lot, ended up selling for full price in less than a week, and that's a $35,000 difference.
Wow, that's a big gap. What causes the estimates to be so far off sometimes?
Well, the biggest issues are it doesn't account for recent upgrades or deferred maintenance. It doesn't include comparable homes that aren't actual comparable, like mixing townhomes with acreage properties. And in Douglas, areas like Douglas County, you've got a huge range of home types, land sizes, and views. It really struggles.
So people then shouldn't treat the Zestimate, I guess that you call them, as as gospel then.
Definitely not. It's just a starting point, not a sales price. For anyone thinking of buying or selling, your best move is to get a local expert and do a comparative market analysis. We look at real-time sales, condition, local nuances, even things like school zones and road noise that Zillow can't hear.
So what should someone do if their Zestimate feels way off?
Reach out to your local agent like me. We can give you honest, tailored market value. We've even helped clients dispute online estimates by providing real comps. That makes a difference when they're talking to lenders or insurance companies.
Wow. So great advice. What's the bottom line here then?
Well, Zillow doesn't live in Roseburg, and we do. If you want to know what your home is worth, whether you're buying, selling, or just curious, lean on someone with boots on the ground, and ideally someone that isn't named algorithm.
I love that one. Let's talk about some of the hot new listings on the market this week. What do you have for us?
Absolutely, Kyle. We have a strong week with a variety of homes hitting the market across Douglas County, and just here are some of the highlights. We have a new listing in Myrtle Creek, 332 Galahad Loop, It is a three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,120 square feet, listed at $318,000 on a quiet street, one-level home, mountain views, spacious with an open layout. We have another one in Myrtle Creek, 11235 South Myrtle Road, one-bedroom, one-bath, 792 square feet at $205,000. It's got a kind of a rustic charm, a unique cottage retreat on 1.56 creek front acres. It's got a chicken coop, workshop, and a swimming hole right there on the South Umpqua Creek.
Wow. And some people would really like that kind of setting, kind of off-the-grid living.
Absolutely. Kind of neat.
All right, what else do you have?
941 Colonial Road in Roseburg. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath house, 2,404 square feet, listed at $698,000. It's a single-level ranch-style home, sits on 5 acres with beautiful valley views and space to roam. There's also a patio out there for entertaining, garden beds, tool shed, RV parking.
Wow, and 5 acres size, a lot of people like that. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look at our weekly market snapshot. What's been happening in real estate around Douglas County?
We've seen a bit of a shakeup this week, Kyle. Compared to the week of June 20th through 26th, we're seeing a more movement in some areas and a few slowdowns in others.
Well, let's hear it.
New listings jumped up quite a bit. We had 65 this week compared to just 44 a few weeks ago, and that's a solid boost in inventory, which is good news for buyers.
Wow, what a jump there. So that means, are people actually buying?
Yes and no. We have 50 homes sold last week, which is a big increase from 28 sold the week of June 20th. That includes a few that weren't listed in the MLS, but still, it's a strong number. On the flip side, pending sales dipped from 44 down to 37. So while more homes are selling, buyers are taking their time getting under contract.
So things are moving, but maybe not flying.
Exactly. Back on market numbers dipped slightly from 9 to 8. And price changes came down just a bit from 79 to 75. That shows sellers are still adjusting their strategies, but not panicking.
What about listings that didn't make it?
That's where we saw a big difference. Expired listings more than doubled, up from 6 to 13 this week. We also had 13 listings canceled and 3 withdrawn. So while there's more activity, not everyone is sticking.
So it sounds like the market is rewarding sellers who come in prepared.
Definitely. Well-priced, move-in ready homes are still in demand, but buyers have more options now, so sellers need to stand out to get results.
And a lot of interesting things going on in the real estate market. I want to ask you a couple things because we've got a couple minutes left. How long have you been doing real estate?
This is my fourth year.
And what led you to get into it?
My daughter decided that she was going to do it, and she told me, you should do it too, Mom, you know, with me. And I said, I'm too old. And she's like, exactly, that's why you should get into real estate. People take you seriously.
And what have you learned in the last 4 years?
Oh, so much. There's so many different aspects of real estate. You can't even pinpoint, you know, there's just so many different aspects. There's, you know, valuations of property and, you know, listing strategies and buying strategies, negotiation.
A lot to learn. Now, let's talk about the open houses.
Yeah, we've got a few. We've got actually one today from 4 to 6, so when you get off work, you still got time to go to it. That's out on Upper Camper Loop Road, 369, a great house out there. So definitely catch that one. And then this weekend, we have 175 Palomino Avenue in Roseburg tomorrow from 11 to 1. We also have 355 West Burdine Street from 11 to 1. And we also have, again, Upper Camper Loop from, let me see, that one is from 11 to 1. We also have 621 Southeast Rose Ridge in Winston. That one is from 11 to 1. And we have 332 Galahad Loop Road in Myrtle Creek, the one I mentioned earlier, from 1 to 3.
Right. So I got a lot of opportunities for people to go out there and take a look at what's on the market. And every month, it seems like, in real estate, it's probably a little different.
Yes,
from the
absolutely.
Previous one.
Absolutely. Every month is completely different.
So if people want to get connected with you folks, what do they do?
Just give us a call at 541-366-6080 or stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street or check us out online at www.marygilbert.com.
All right, that wraps up local real estate for today, 8:59 on the Morning Report.